Okay, we are moving on. We're Hilchos Beis HaBechira, Perek Hey, Halacha Yud Zayin, Chapter 5, Law 17. Taking a look at this picture still. So now the Rambam tells us there were Shmona Lishkos, there were 8 rooms, Hayu Be'ezras Yisrael, in the Ezras Yisrael. Okay, again, focusing on the, we're going to be looking at guys over here, this area up here, this area here. Look, we're going to cover tonight. This area here, yeah. This area here, this area here.
Okay.
Okay. This is all part of the Ezras Yisrael. Okay. Shalosh B'tzafon, there are 3 rooms on the north. That's at the bottom of the page. Right. Shalosh B'durom, 3 on the south. That's at the top of the page. Right. So now let's start with the top of the page. See, it's right there, number 25, separating challah.
Okay.
It was there the whole time.
After Hanukkah.
It's not by Hanukkah, it's after Brachos, because Hanukkah is not part of the regular thing. Just follow the order. That's all.
What class are we talking about?
Yeah, I'm going to get to them.
That's hard to see on the photo, on the picture.
Well, let's get to it. We'll get to it. Okay, now, starting with the south, that's the top. You have next to each other the Lishkas HaMelech, the room of salt. Lishkas HaParva, the room of Parva. We'll describe what that means in a minute. And Lishkas HaMadichim, the Lishka of those who are cleaning off the skins.
Okay. And there's a mikveh in one of those.
Hang on.
It's a blue mikveh.
All right, Ron, we got to give you here. Oh, what happened?
I don't know.
Here, it's over here. All right, now, if you look in the picture here, up top here, from right to left, right where the binding is, Lishkas HaMadichim, you see it says there, Lishkas HaMadichim, that's where they're washing, Lishkas HaParva, we have to explain what that is, and Lishkas HaMelech, the room of salt. Okay, now, why Lishkas HaMelech, starting with Lishkas Salt, what do they do there? Shem Nosti Melech Korban, they stored salt for the Korbanos. You have to have salt on all the meat. So you need a place to store all the salt. So that was the salting room. Okay? Not where they salted, but it stored the salt. Lishkas HaParva. Why was it called Lishkas HaParva? Shamochin Oros HaKadoshim. They salt the skins of the Kachim. This is not, I don't believe it's salting the animal per se, but the animal skins, I think the Kohanim were allowed to keep. Okay? And they would salt those skins, if I'm not mistaken. Now, why was it called the Lishkas HaParva? Interesting, there was a sorcerer named Parva. And he dug a hole into the Azara through this room. He wanted to see the Avoda, and they didn't want sorcerers seeing the Avoda. And this was a spot that he snuck in from. So they killed him, and therefore they gave him the name. Interesting. Today, the guy that was the perpetrator of the crime tried to break in like a terrorist, naming it after a terrorist, so to speak. But that's where, is that what your English say, what they did over there? They salted the skins, whatever, because Kohanim could keep the skins. Some of the skins they could keep, so they salted them. They tanned them, whatever. All right, and finally, now on that, Va'al Gag, on the roof of that one, Hoysa based field, there was a mikvah, L'koin Gorl B'yom HaKiburim. When he had to go to the mikvah, Yom Kippur, that's the mikvah he went to. Not the other one we learned yesterday, that was for people who were Tameh. This is not because any Tumah, this is to elevate himself more spiritually. But that was the mikvah was on top, and how did you get there? Well, we'll see. Lishkas HaMadichim, the room for the washing up the stuff. Shama Yomadichim Kivra Kodashim. They washed the innards of the Korbanos, that had washed them up. And then from there you had access. Umisham Mesiba, there was a stairwell going up.
You can see it.
Ola Lagag Beis HaParva, and that would go on the roof over the Beis HaParva. And if you take a look in the picture there, you see the little steps.
You see them?
On the top there, it's not three-dimensional, but three-dimensional.
Yeah, it'd be the Professor Plum in the salon.
Right. No. Yes, it would be going.
Professor Plum.
Right. It would be going up. We're going up. From what was that game called?
Clue.
Okay. Moving on. That's the 3 on the south. Now,
I never played.
Vahashalos Shevat Safon, and 3 in the south, in the north. Now, there were the following: Lishkas Hagozis, the room of the Hewn Stone. Back to the Hewn Stone. Lishkas HaGola, the room of the bowl. And Lishkas HaEitz, and the room of the trees. What is all this? We'll go to each one at a time. Lishkas HaGozis, the room of the Hewn Stones. Shabbat Sanhedra Gedola Yesheves, the great Sanhedrin of 71. They sat there. All right? Now, their primary work, believe it or not, guys, we're going to get to it. I'm going to get to it, but I want to tell you what they did there. They're I didn't tell you to look yet. I'll tell you when to look. Their main work, of course, they would resolve the questions that people couldn't resolve. But, you know, they didn't have that many questions that weren't resolved. So the main thing they had to judge were Kohanim regarding their yichus and their blemishes. A Kohen that has, oh, maybe there's a problem with his yichus. No, his father married this and that, grandfather, whatever, or blemishes, because the Kohanim are right there. So they need the final, they can't go to a lower court until we find out the answer. Final word is right there. That was their primary work that they did. Of course, that were big shilas that nobody can answer, it went to them. Now, where is that? So again, the Rambam may not describe it exactly. It's the purple, but you don't have purple.
Yeah,
but
have purple.
It's right here, right in the middle here.
It's right here. It's purple. Yeah.
Right in the middle.
It's purple.
Right there. Yeah. And mine is purple. Maybe in yours it's purple.
It's purple here, Rabbi.
No, this is one. I'm sorry, it's not three. It's one of the three. I'm sorry, it's one of the three. I know, but this is one of the three. I'm sorry, it goes across. Hang on. Right now, Shelley, this is one of the three. One of the three in the north. We're only looking at one right now. There are three, but they're not all here. They're not all here. They're right next to each other. Here they're not. I'm the north. I'm not done. Just wait. Can I just do it and then I'll answer it? Like, I don't know. It's just like a court lawyer over here. Like I'm on trial.
But you said, guys, the Sanhedrin.
That's one. That's one of the three rooms.
The night.
One of the three rooms is the Lishkas HaGozis. Okay. And there they were sitting. And I don't know if he's going to explain it now or later. Let me just look in the commentary. Half of it was Kodesh, and half of it was Chol. Okay, half of it lied within the Azara, and half of it, you see, it's in between the wall there. So part of it on the other side of the wall is not Kodesh. One is, you'll see the Sanhedrin themselves. I don't think the Rambam does the picture exactly the way you see it inside here. The Sanhedrin sat on the whole part, because you can't sit in the Azorah where it's Kodesh.
Right.
So therefore, they were sitting on the other side where it was in the whole part.
They could all
where
fit
it was
in
an entranceway. Well, it was a pretty big room. I know this small, I couldn't even fit an ant in here. But it was very, these were big rooms. So they fit the Sanhedrin there. Okay. Also, the Lishkos HaGola. Now, the Lishkos HaGola, that is this
right.
One right here. It's okay.
Next to it.
Now, why is it being called the Esdras Yisrael? Well, I guess what he means by Esdras Yisrael, he means anywhere in this part of the Azara. Because you're technically right, you're probably saying, well, isn't it the Esdras Kohanim already?
Yeah.
So that's why I guess Rambam's just not caring. Okay, I guess he's just not caring about that. So it could be like this. It could even be the part of the Sanhedrin is on this side, which is not the Azara yet. Maybe, I don't know. But it's not clear from the picture, but it was not in the holy spot. Okay, anyway, so the Esdras Lishkas HaGola, all right, where am I now? Shom Haisa Bor, there was a well there. Shemamalim Mimena Begula, they would fill it up with a gula. A gula was a bowl. It's another word for a bowl. So that's where they drew water from. Now, again, they already had a system of water somewhere else. Remember, next to the Kior.
Right.
That was only for the Kohanim to wash right before they did the Avoda. I guess they needed any other kinds of water. They got water from over here. So that was that place. All right. Umisham misaf gemayim l'chol Azara. And from there was water for all other needs in the Azara. If they needed water, for whatever reason they needed water, it came from there. Velishkas ha'etz and the tree Lishka, what was that? Hoysa achore shteyem was behind both of them. V'yosa lishkas kohen gadol was really a room for the kohen gadol. V'yanikras lishkas parhedrin. It was called the lishkas parhedrin. Now, here you're going to find it right in the middle.
Literally, it's just a little guy.
In between the two of them. Okay? This is where the Kohen, and particular before Yom Kippur, had to be, you know, in his place. Now,
sequestered?
First of all, yeah. Now, right? Now, it could also be, they could put some of the wood was there as well. It's possible. It was called Lishkas Eis. Where it got the funny name Parhedrin, it seems that as time passed, Parhedrin in Greek means officer of the king. And as time passed, unfortunately, the Kohen Gadol bought the rights to being the Kohen Gadol and was not necessarily a very righteous person. And therefore, they kind of gave him a pejorative nickname of the Parhedrin, the officer of the king, meaning the king, the Greek king, to do his bidding. So that was the area, but it still was an area where the Kohen Gadol would be. So these are three rooms. Okay, Shelley's question is well taken, because really, if you really should be putting this in the Ezras Kohanim. Okay, so I don't know why the Rambam says it's the Ezras Yisrael. Even the ones on the top aren't totally in the Ezras Yisrael either. I don't have an answer to that question.
It's even beyond the Ezras Kohanim.
Yeah, even beyond a little bit, according to that. So I don't have an answer to that. I don't have an answer to that. Okay, that's three and three. Okay, Vigag Shlo. Now this is interesting. Again, it must be. There's only one answer I could say, that the Rambam would not hold of this picture.
He wouldn't hold of it.
I'm saying could be according to Rambam Shelley that it was all over here. Here's
right,
the.
According to him, it would all be that little strip.
Could be according to Rambam. I don't know if your book has any pictures. Your book, your English book. Your Rambam.
Yeah.
No pictures?
Yeah.
No. Okay. Anyway.
Yeah, he's got some pictures.
Anyway, so I could be others disagree with the Rambam. So again, not everyone agrees with everything the Rambam says. All right, now there's two more. Ushtei Lishkos. This is for sure good. Acheres Hashem Be'ez Yisrael was in the Ezras Yisrael. Here, we're pointing over here now. Right? As you enter, right, the entranceway to the Ezra, the 15 steps in, there's one here, one there, the yellow. Right over here. That's for sure Ezra Yisrael. What were they? Achas Mimin Shar Mizrahi, one to the right of the eastern gate, and that's called the Hulishkas Pinchas, the Lishka Pinchas. Hamalbish, the cloth butler. He was the fellow who was appointed to make the clothing for the Kohanim. Okay, the Kohen Hedjet and the Kohen Gadol. Okay, so he was the supervisor, he was the head tailor, as it were. And some suggest it was called that because the first tailor was named Pinchas. Not the famous Pinchas, but another Pinchas was the tailor.
For the Kohen Gadol?
All the Kohanim. Really? All the clothes in Kohanim was administrated over here and made in that
room.
So
he did the measurements and everything.
Place, whatever. Vachas mismolo, and one on the left side. The Lishkas Osei Chavitin. It's the room where the bakers of the Minchas Chavitin. If you recall, the Kohen Gadol had to bring every day a mincha.
Yeah.
That mincha, part of it in the morning, half in the morning, half in the evening, and it was made on a frying pan, a machavas. So therefore it was called a Chavitin. So that arrangements to make that mincha Chavitin, I guess the flour and all the stuff that was done for that, of course, the Kohen had to put it together, but I guess the ingredients, whatever, or maybe the Kohen made it over there, I'm not exactly sure, but that's where they would make this thing.
Is it like a fried bread?
It was a flatbread on a frying pan.
Minchas
Chavitin.
Minchas
Chavitin. We're going to learn all this stuff, guys.
Picture is different. It shows it all in the
really?
Israeli
let me just.
Court.
Let me see your picture.
Number. 14, okay, so, 15, and 16 is all.
14, 15, and 16. Yes, this fits in much better. Yes, show it to everybody. It's all in this area. This area 13 is the Israel side. See the Rama puts? 1, 2, 3 on the south, 1, 2, 3 on the north, 8, 9. Definitely not like this picture. So this picture that I'm showing you looks really pretty, but it's not according to the Rambam.
But that's the Rambam book, right?
So he's going to give you like the Rambam.
This is the...
Yeah, but what's nice about this picture is you see exactly where it fits in. Well, that's a little bit, you have to use your imagination. But you're right, Shelley. Point well taken. Okay, now, Perek Vav, we've got to do five halachas. We may not do them all, but it's all one idea. So let me start with the idea, and then we'll give you the issue here. And I spent so much time looking for this picture. I hope I find it. Okay, it was really a good picture. One second.
I found all my books except that book is missing from my set.
Oh, gosh. I folded it in.
And and?
One sec. Give me a second. I folded it in one spot, and I folded it over the other spot. And, of course, the other spot fell out. But I know it's this book. And it's really important to see this picture. Oh. Okay, I'm going to first explain the picture. You're not going to see it, and then I'll show it to you. Because if you don't even know what you're looking for, you're going to look, but you're not going to...
This is the heifer, the
now,
red heifer.
It's a big picture. Over here is the Beis HaMikdash. All right? Over here is the Beis HaMikdash. It's very small because it's in the distance. Coming in from the east side, everything. These are the walls around the Temple Mount, the Beis HaMikdash, all that. Now, it's pretty much straight all the way. You're now going into Har Zeisim, Mount Scopus. Okay. Right, Mount Olives. Har Zeisim. And the Scopus makes me crazy. Okay, Mount Olives. All right, now, the Kohen who had to be, whenever we had to burn a Parah Aduma, once every 10 times in history, the Parah Aduma had to be burnt on Har HaZeisim. Okay? Now, the Kohen would sprinkle the blood of the Parah Aduma facing the Kodesh HaKadoshim.
Right.
He had to, from here, see the entranceway into the Heichal. That's a long stretch, and the land is pretty straight all the way, even though it's a mountain for some reason, it's straight all the way till the entranceway of the walls around the Harabais. Okay? Let me just tell you the concept here that we have to discuss. The problem is like this. You could ask a million questions on this, like why didn't they do it another way, but they did it this way. At this point here, although the picture may not look that way, over here, it's straight. Mom, it's straight, straight, till the entranceway to the Harabais. Straight, level, level. Now, the problem is when you go from the entrance to Harabais till you'll get to the Heichal, there's a number of
elevations.
And the elevations account for 22 amos.
Whoa. 44 feet.
22 amos, right? Now, the problem being, when you start at the front door, the front entranceway Harabais, that gate is 20 amos high.
Okay.
20 amos high. Top of the gate. The Kohen, the guy standing over here, his straight sight, he could see over the 20 amos gate, but the entranceway... to get into the Heichal is 22 amas higher than that. So you only got a 2 amas gap from the top of the wall here till the bottom of the entranceway to the Harabais. So the Kohen could just barely see it from here. But there's a problem. All the walls around the Beis HaMikdash, you had the gates, and then the walls were many, many amas higher than the gate.
Yeah.
So the problem is, if you got a normal wall going higher, the Kohen can't see, he's not juxtaposed to the entranceway into the Heichal. Because this wall by the Harabais will block the ability to see the doorway into the Heichal. So therefore what they did was, the wall on the eastern side was low. In other words, if the top of the gate was 20 amos, it was maybe a drop more, just a drop more of the entire wall, so the Kohen could see over that, and see the bottom of the entrance into the Heichal. That's what all these five halachas are trying to tell us. Now you can take a look and pass it around. This is off here as Beis HaMikdash. You're going to see they write things. They're going to say the Shar Mizrahi, the Eastern Gate. They're going to say here's the Kohen who burns the thing. His sight, his line of sight. So you can pass that around, and now you'll get a look at that picture.
Did you tell us the distance again?
No, from Har Zeisim, I don't know how far. I don't know how far that
it's
is.
It's not close.
But it was a straight line. Straight line, straight site. So if the eastern wall of the Har Habayis was much higher than the gate, he couldn't see.
Yeah, there's another picture.
And therefore, they made a low... Whoa, that's a bigger picture. Oh, you got a nice picture. Much nicer than mine. Okay, see, there it is. This coin, he has to see... Now, this is not so accurate because the other walls were much higher. And even this seems to be a little too high. But anyway, I'm not exactly sure how we deal with this. But the point being, his sight has to be able to see right into there. And if this wall would be normal high, it would block to be able to see this. Now, the Rambam is going to go through all the details from here to there. How are you going up 22 amas? That's the whole point we're doing over here. So maybe this picture is a better show around this picture. It's a nice big picture. So we need a lot of books here. What page is this on? I'm just... Because I'm trying to...
121.
Oh, okay.
Before we start, why do we do that?
124.
That's what the Torah said. The Torah says that. And he has to see... Torah says he has to see the Hechel.
Outside and see it?
Yeah. This was the only, so to speak... It wasn't a Korban, really. It's like the only quote-unquote Korban that wasn't done in the Azara. And it had to be done on Har Zeisim. So, but Torah says, according to us, people see in there. Okay, at least you got the idea. That's going to come out in Halacha Hey. Everything I've been telling you now is Halacha Hey. But everything up to now is building up. So we're not going to get to Halacha Hey, obviously. But let's just start. Okay, Aleph. Hamikdash Kulo. That means the Temple Mount area, that whole area, Lo Haya B'Meshur, was not straight. It wasn't a flat piece of land. Ella Bemali Hart was an incline on the mountain. Har Maria, there's an incline. And the incline was a 22 Amma incline. All right? Kesharim Nichnas Mishar Mizrachi. When he entered the eastern gate of the Har Habais, that's the very most outside gate, Shel Har Habais, Mahalech, he would go at Sofa Chel until the Chel. Remember, the Chel was that rampart that was around. And this is the rampart over here. Right, remember this whole thing is the Chel?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So that whole area was straight. Beshavet, it was on one level. From the gate of the Har Habayis to the Chel was flat. But now, Va'ola min HaChel, but now we would go up from the Chel, which now would take us to the Ezras Nashim to get into the gate, into Ezras Nashim, B'shtei Mitzrayim Alos. It would be 12 steps. The Chel itself was composed of 12 steps. Rum Komala, the height of every step was Chatzi Amma, was a half a Amma.
6 Ammas.
Vishilcha and its width, I believe,
half an
was Chatzi Amma. It's a half an Amma wide, half an Amma high. All right? And you had 12 steps. So now you had 6 Ammas high already. Yeah. So to go from the Chel to the Ezras Nashim, is already 6 amas. This is building up to the 22 amas. So we
this
got
is from
over
here to here we're talking about.
Yeah. A lot, this Chel itself, you had to climb up the Chel, as it were.
Yeah.
So it's the Chel was 6 amas high. Until you stepped every step of the Chel, it's 6 amas high. Now you're equal to get into the Ezras Nashim over there. Umahalech kol Ezras Nashim. Now you're in the Ezras Nashim, flat, again, all the way till the next steps to get into the Ezras Yisrael. Okay? And that was Va'ola Mimenu Le'Ezras Yisrael Shutchilas Azara. It's the beginning of the Azara, the Ezras Yisrael. And what did you take? Chameshas Rimas. 15 steps. Verum Kalmaila. And what was the height of each step? Chatziyama. A half an Amma.
7.5 now.
Vishilcha Chatziyama. And wide a half an Amma. Okay?
So we're 13.5.
So now you've already gone 13.5 Ammas up from the place where the entrance way into the Har Habayis. Umahalach kol Ezrael b'shavah. Now the Ezrael was also equal. It wasn't very long. Now you're going into the Ezrael. B'mala gevorim. One step, that was one Amma high. So in your picture here, that's going to be the black line here next to the three smaller lines. Look, you got one black line. In my picture book, it's a different color. That's 18 inches.
Yeah.
right? It's the black line, and you got three yellow lines afterwards. So that's one amma, and then and above that one step was the duchan, the platform. Don't confuse this with the coins, duchan. Yeshbo shalosh milas. There were three steps. Room komal, the height of every step, chatzi amma.
So one and a half.
Vishilcha. And the width of that was a chatzi amma, so that's another amma and a half. So it comes at nimtzas esrus kohanim. The kohen's azara was gvoh al shal yisrael shtei ammas umechzer. 2.5 ammas higher than that. So what do you got now? 16.
16
yeah?
ammas altogether.
16. Yeah? Now you're on the esrus kohanim level. That's going to take you straight until the steps to enter into the ulam. Umahalach kol esrus kohanim v'mizbeach ubeina ulam v'mizbeach b'shava. That was all equal. Ezra's Kohanim, Mizbeach, until the Ulam, all flat. For Olam Yishamul, now you're going to go up to the Ulam. Shtei Mesrei Malos, 12 steps. Rum Kol Mala, Chatzi Amma, Vishilcha Chatzi Amma. So that's another 6 Amas.
Yeah.
Right? For Ulam Vahahechol Kula Veshava. And the Ulam Lehechol is all equal. So how much you got so far? You should have 22.
Yeah.
Right? Is that all we got? Did you add all the numbers up?
Yeah.
Six?
Six and 7.5.
7.5.
It's 13.5.
2.5.
And
16.
Two
and a half. And right. Six is 22.
Right.
So now, we can do hay also already. If we're ready, let's just go for it.
For sure.
Nimtza gova karka ha-hechel. So how high is the floor of the hechel? Higher than al karka shara mizrach shalhar habayis? How is that higher than the floor of the entranceway into the habayis? Shtemis say amas, 22 amas.
Yeah.
Right? So if you're looking at the going into the harabais, that level, and then going into the base of Migdash Mamish, that's 22 amas high. So when you're up there, it's 22 amas. So that, now, and we know that the gateway to get into the harabais was 20 amas high. So you still got 2 amas over. Okay? So now, Vigova, so where am I up to now? Vigova Shar Harabais, what was the height of the gateway into the Sharabais? Eshimamit, 20 amas. Lefikach, now we're going to talk about that Kohen who's sprinkling the blood of the Paraduma back in the mountain there. Lefikach, Haomei, Kineget Shar HaMizrach, the guy who's standing, the Kohen who's standing, facing, he's facing straight line to go right to the Hechel. Ein Aroa Pesach HaEchel, he can't see the Hechel. No, that would be a guy, I'm sorry, that's the guy, a guy who's going, is right at the gate. If you're right at the gate, you can't see the Hechel. That when you're walking there, you can't see the Hechel. Umipneza, and because of that, now, because of the Kohen, who's sprinkling the blood, Asu Kosel shall shar zed. Now the wall on top of the gate was namuch, very low. Couldn't make it very high, because you only got 2 amas to spare. So it's got to be less than 2 amas. As opposed to all the other walls on the west, north, and south, they were much higher than the gates. So the kohen who's standing on Har HaMishcha, which is a.k.a. Har HaZeisim, Roa Pesach Eichel, he could see the entrance to the Hechel, to the base of Migdash, B'shasha Maza Midamabor, when he sprinkled the blood of the Pora, Nochach HaHechel, juxtaposed to the entranceway to the temple.
Do we have a good picture of that wall?
Which wall?
That wall that's low, that low
no,
wall.
No, I've been looking around. I haven't found a good picture. Okay. All the pictures we have would seem to show it to be the same size.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it shows that even the... I don't have a really good picture for that. I'm sorry.
Okay.
This is all I could do.
I thought I'd ask.